Now, I'm sure that all of us can say that social media has made a pretty massive impact on our lives over the past few years, whether we like it or not. As the media sphere does continue to grow, we do have some questions popping up now about just how beneficial social media actually is for us. Here to chat a little bit more is Dr. Jonathan Hutchinson. He's a lecturer of online media and a member of the Southeast Asia Centre. Jonathan, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
So maybe it's a big question, but we do tend to talk a lot about how social media is consuming our lives. It's become this massive part of our day to day. Is there a way to describe just how influential social media has become?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Maybe it's not about describing how influential it is, but it's about looking at how we have formed our social norms around particular activities on social media. So, for example, if we go traveling now, you'll notice that a lot of destinations that are really popular on Instagram have grown significantly in popularity because of Instagram. And if you visit those locations now, you start to see people who are there purely for the gram, possibly more so than the beauty of the surroundings or whatever. So I mean, that's kind of one area where you've seen social media influence how we behave. But I think we can see that emerging in a number of other spaces as well, both positive and negative.
And by other spaces, what do you mean by that?
So for example, it is easier these days to always kind of bash up social media. I think, as you mentioned, we're all a little bit more aware of what's happening in social media spaces these days. So I think our natural reaction is to always go, delete Facebook or I'm not part of that anymore or whatever. But it's also worth remembering that social media is a really powerful tool for a lot of individuals within society for a number of reasons, including things like social justice, mobilizing activism, engaging people and connecting with folks where communication services may not be so developed or powerful in those sort of spaces. So I think there's sort of a broad range from, I only did it for the gram through to it's crucial that we are connected on Facebook because this is our lifeline of communication.
And one of the biggest, I suppose, criticisms that does tend to pop up with social media is people's mental health. Quite performative aspect, like you said, going to a particular place only to take a photo for Instagram. It seems like Facebook and Instagram seem to be listening at this point. We've seen over the last few weeks, I think over the last couple of months with Instagram, they've removed how many likes you can see a post has. Do you think that that's a good response from Facebook and Instagram?
Yeah, look, I want to be an optimist and I want to go, yeah, good on those guys for they're really listening to humans and, they're doing it for our mental health. But I mean, the more critical part of my mind just kind of goes, this is nothing to do with mental health at all. If you kind of look at how, I mean, in one way, it's great. Like you could look at it in one light and say, yes, okay, so the likes on Instagram have disappeared. This does tend to relieve the pressure I think certain people feel around having X number of likes on their photos or comments or whatever it might be. But, I mean, if you break it down into how it's actually playing out in that field, it's a little bit deeper. So if you talk to influencers about this particular movement from Instagram, what they're noticing is that it's more difficult for them now to go to their clients and say, look, I have all my – they can still get readouts of how many likes and things they have, but it's more difficult for them to go, look, that post that we did, it attracted X amount of likes and views and comments, et cetera. So they're less likely to want to work with an influencer. Coincidentally, at the same time, we're seeing Instagram go hard with their pay-to-play kind of model. So you can advertise with Instagram, and suddenly these sorts of spaces started to pop up more frequently. So while on the surface it looks like Australia is a test bed for, you know, this lovely kind of mental health thing that Instagram's doing, I want to think, I would argue that there's economical forces at play here more so.
It'll be one to watch then. Jonathan, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
That was Dr. Jonathan Hutchinson chatting to us this morning about social media and pretty much how it has become used in our day-to-day life.